hand the sign-in sheet round in a minute. But does anybody remember that? I think it was last week. So I've been doing a lot of work lately on the idea of gladness, because my understanding of meditation is my personal definition is that it's a series of mental and emotional exercises designed to reduce stress, suffering, and unhappiness, and increase peacefulness, happiness, and harmony. So occasionally you'll have people say, oh, this and only this is meditation, which is exactly the same as saying jogging and only jogging is exercise. Now, it's true that jogging is exercise, but it's not true that jogging is the only form of exercise. So similarly with meditation, when some people will say, oh, this and only this is meditation, or this is the only way, I think that that's not entirely accurate. Whatever kind of meditation it is indeed meditation, but it's not the only way. The Buddha himself taught 40 different subjects of meditation, and he taught more than 40 different approaches to meditation. So the word meditation is very generic and general. So it's a very broad term rather than a narrow term. When you look at a statue of Kuan Yin, do you know Kuan Yin? She's the goddess of mercy, or the bodhisattva of mercy, and you'll see her often and she's pouring out of a bottle. And this is the Dharma as medicine. So like any medicine, you give the right medicine for what the problem is. And you have to correctly diagnose the problem before you go giving the medicine. Yeah? So if you give a person with a tendency for blood clots some aspirin, that would be good for them. But if you give a person with stomach ulcers aspirin, then it will be bad for them. So the same thing with meditation. Not all meditation approaches work for every single person. And different meditations depend on what your issue is. However, some things are good for most people. So I've been looking a lot also at what the Buddha called the gradual training, where it doesn't actually generally start brand new people off with watching the breath, which is what a lot of meditations teachers will start you with. They'll start people with watching the breath, whether or not that's where you're at. It's a little bit like going to swimming lessons, and you get there and they're teaching you how to do the kick turn, you know, that the athletes are doing, and they swim along and then they do this kick turn and swim back. And it's like, but I can't swim yet. Not ready for kick turn. So sometimes we come to meditation, we get taught breath meditation, but we're not ready for that. And why are we not ready for that? Well, I reckon I have heard so many people say to me and to other meditation teachers, I sit down to meditate and all I can do is think. Think and think and think and think and think and think and think is what's happening. So clearly that person's actually not ready for breath meditation yet. What that person needs, if you sit down and what's happening is think and think and think and think and think, is we need to do something about the think and think and thinking. We need to work with actually when you get into the water, not drowning. Yeah? So sometimes you sit to meditate and all that's happening is you're drowning and thinking. So let's start with, how do we stop drowning and thinking? So there's several different approaches to this, and the technical term, for those of you who like technical terms, is yoniso manasikara, which means, well, one of the things it means is wise reflections. Actually, if you look at it literally, yoni means the womb or the source. yoniso, the source of, mano is the stuff going on in the head, mano, sikara, the practice of. What is the source of the practice of thinking? Right? So that's your literal translation of yoniso manasikara. What is the source of this practice of thinking? So what is it going on? So one of the things, one little story I heard was this shopkeeper wanted to be a monk, and he asked this monk who came into his shop, can I be a monk? And the monk said, you're not ready yet. And he said, but I'm so busy, what can I do to get ready? He said, well, I have two baskets. And every time you think a thought of harming, a thought of complaining, a thought of worrying, or a thought of fear, you put a black stone in the basket. Every time you think a thought of compassion, a thought of generosity, a thought of contentment, you can put a white stone in the basket. We're not judging the thoughts, we're discerning their ethical effect on us. Because if we're complaining, are we happy? Are we moving towards more peace, more happiness, or are we moving towards more suffering and more stress? Right. So the black stone is the movement towards more suffering and stress, and the white stone is the movement towards more happiness and more peace. So when you sit down and you start breathing in, breathing out, or whatever it is, and the thinking comes up, we want to be making little piles of white stones and black stones. Is this a happy thought or an unhappy thought? Just so you can see for yourself. Oh, that's my phone. Fabulous. Sorry, not right now. And I will turn it off. It's a telemarketer. Wonderful. Of course it is. I'm going to put my phone on airplane. Thank you. So when thinking comes up, don't just go, oh no, I shouldn't be thinking. Do that discernment in terms of, is this thought a movement towards happiness or a movement away from happiness? Just so I know what's going on. So first of all, we do some discernment. And then secondly, what we actually want to do is start training the mind in the movement towards happiness. So in that, so I very often am starting us not with breath meditation, but with the kind of meditations that start with a contemplation. So they're more like contemplations. And they're also meditations because they're exercises that are training the mind to move towards more happiness, more peace, more calm. Yeah? And like anything else, it's a skill. And like anything else, at first, if we haven't got the skill of doing that, it's difficult and it feels clunky and, you know, not flowing naturally, that kind of thing. But as we get better at it, it becomes like it feels more natural and it feels more easy. So there's several things that easily bring up good, bright feelings. And one of those is loving kindness meditation. So this is a very common meditation. It's easier to bring up joy and rapture and bliss through doing loving-kindness meditation than it is to do through breath meditation. Yet, breath meditation will also eventually bring up joy and rapture and bliss, but not if all you're doing is struggling with thoughts. Whereas loving-kindness meditation is a specific antidote to anger, ill will, and discontent. Hence doing the sorting into the baskets. If you find that many of your black stones are discontent, complaining, anger, ill will, then loving kindness meditation is the correct medicine for that problem. However, some of us have something else going on. We have fear, anxiety, self-doubt. I'm not good enough. I'll never be good enough. That stuff going on, yeah? And loving kindness isn't necessarily the exact right medicine for that. For fear, self-doubt, anxiety, and worry, reflecting on your virtue is the specific medicine for that problem. Why is this so? Okay, so if I'm worried, then I doubt my ability to cope with the difficulties that are being thrown at me. I doubt the ability of those that I love to cope with difficulties. So if I reflect on my strengths, on my capacities, on my achievements and accomplishments, and remind myself that actually I'm pretty darn good, that then builds up that positive feeling of I actually have the qualities to cope with problems and difficulties. I've done it before. I can do it again. I can trust myself to be good because I've been good before, and I can trust that I can be good again. And this is the specific antidote for self-doubt. Now, I can actually tell straight away that everybody in this room has good personal hygiene. If you can't find anything else about yourself, that's something good. Not everybody in the world has good personal hygiene, and yet my nose tells me that everybody in this room has good personal hygiene. So there's a tick to all of you. I reckon that it's highly unlikely that none of you stole anything on the way here. Right? So that means you're all honest people. This is a tick. I'm just giving you some hints here. When we look at our good qualities, they don't have to be, you know, I founded an orphanage in India. But if you've done that, great, fabulous, please reflect on that. But they can also be little things like I held the door open for an old lady in the shopping centre. Reflect that that's actually a good thing you just did, or you did yesterday, or whatever it is. Yeah? I smiled at the cashier at the supermarket who was looking stressed and said something nice to him, her. I was kind to the customs officers at the airport. Yeah? Just these little things, right? Which we all do. So because I think that our modern culture has an epidemic of self-hate and self-doubt, I've been alternating between doing guided meditations on reflecting on our good deeds and loving kindness. So sometimes I do loving kindness and sometimes I do reflecting on our good deeds. And for me as a Western modern person, both of these were really difficult when I started them. They seemed really cheesy. May all beings be well and happy. I didn't really believe it. And I certainly didn't believe that I deserve my own kindness. It took me a long time to be actually really deeply able to believe that I deserve to be kind to me. And as we go through the meditation, which we'll do in a minute, I want you to try and connect in with the feeling that the words hopefully will bring up. Now, some people, when they first start with this, they have real trouble bringing up an actual feeling of gladness. Like, I feel glad that I am a good person. And allowing a sentence like that to actually bring up in your heart an actual emotional feeling of gladness. It took me a while to actually connect in to it. And then it was a little spark. If I hadn't been watching carefully, I wouldn't have seen it. But because I was watching carefully, I saw it and I was like, oh, that's what it feels like. Come on, you can do it. Come on. So as I go through, I will say all sorts of different things, some of which may resonate for you and some of which may not resonate for you at all. Some of which might even be completely the opposite to what you need to hear. So if that's the case, I apologize now. But if I say something and it really resonates, just stay with that for a little while and really work with bringing the feeling up. And you can stop listening to me going blah, blah, blah and work with that phrase as your own personal mantra for a little while. Personally discovered doing this that the feeling when I bring up loving kindness is one kind of feeling, and when I bring up gladness, it's a different kind of feeling. They don't feel the same, they feel different. And I've decided I like gladness, I really like it. And now I can go, oh my goodness, and it goes, poof. It's like, whoa, that was nice. Oh my goodness. I'll have a bit more of that. Oh my goodness. So I've now even got a nice mantra I can exclaim out loud. Oh my goodness. Which is better, way better than a whole bunch of other things one could exclaim. So it looks like I'm going to do gladness today. Mainly because it's become my personal favourite just lately. But before we start, does anybody have any questions or comments? No? All right. So what I'm going to do is do a guided meditation. It occasionally happens that I get so glad that the words stop. Sorry about that. So if I get a bit quiet, I'll try and bring thinking back. Just so I can keep talking, because I have noticed that if I stop thinking, I can't talk. So I'll do some guided meditation, and then I will actually be quiet, and hopefully the own feeling will have come up. If a little thought goes by that makes a little spark of kindness or gladness come up, stick with that. Yeah. Whatever's going to work, this is what we want. And the particular set of words isn't important. Really, the feeling is important. Someone said to me recently, oh, I was doing the gladness and then there was just the breath and I'm so used to doing the breath. And it's like, well, that's great. Imbue the breath with gladness. I breathe in glad, I breathe out glad. I'm so glad I'm breathing. If I wasn't breathing, I'd be a problem. Right? So if you've got your own practice, imbuing your own practice with gladness is always a great place to start, because the idea is that when the gladness grows stronger, the thinking stops. And when the thinking stops, and you just abide in this gladness. Oh dear, you're just going to have rapture and bliss then. Dear me. Who knows where that might take you? But we could find out. Maybe. Yeah? That'd be awesome, right? Okay. So it's now, because I'm a bit late, does anybody need to get away at a particular time? So I'll stop at 1:55. Okay. All right, because I know people do have to get back to their workplace on time or ish. Okay, so just make yourself nice and comfortable. Time for a wriggle in these lovely chairs. And just allow the body to relax. Allowing the body to relax. Take a couple of deep breaths. Just breathing in and relaxing. Breathing out and relaxing. Breathing in, just relax. Relaxing the body, relaxing the neck and shoulders, relaxing the back and arms, relaxing the legs and feet. If there's some part of the body that needs a little bit of extra kindness, give it that attention, that little bit of help to relax. And then we bring our mind to something about ourselves that we like or something good that we've done. Remembering a good deed. Just this one good thing that I did recently, and I'm really glad that I did that. I'm so glad that I did that. It was such a good thing to do. I felt glad about it at the time, and I can feel glad about it now that I remember it. Maybe it was something that you planned and you can remember how much you enjoyed planning it. Maybe it was something that happened spontaneously. And remember how good it made you feel just to have the opportunity to do that nice, good thing. I'm glad I'm the kind of person who likes to do good things. Looking at that quality in myself. Actually, I've got that goodness in me. I'm really glad that I have the quality of caring, the quality of enjoying helping. That quality of being fair and decent and good. Those qualities in me that motivate me to do those good things. I'm feeling glad about that. I feel so glad that I have this goodness in me. I'm quite diligent at my work. I take care of my family. I'm glad I have these qualities in me. I'm so glad. worked hard to be a good person, making so many choices to be good, to be honest, to be truthful, to be loyal and faithful and kind. I'm so glad that I have these good qualities in me. I can feel that feeling of gladness. And I'm glad that I can feel glad. Really noticing what that feeling of gladness feels like in my heart, in my body. Gladness feels like this. I can feel that gladness in my body when I remember, when I bring to mind my goodness, my achievements. It's so much better to be a good, kind, generous person. This is my true possession, this goodness. This is what I take with me from moment to moment throughout my life and into the next life. This goodness, this kindness. I'm diligent, I'm trustworthy, I feel glad about these qualities. I'm learning to be more trustworthy. I'm glad that I'm improving my skills. I'm learning how to be more honest, more kind. I'm so glad that I'm able to increase these good qualities in me. Gladness feels like this. Gladness feels like this in my heart. Makes me feel like smiling. I'm so glad that I'm able to make a positive contribution to the lives of the people around me, to the world in general. I feel so glad that I can contribute to the goodness in the world by being the change I want to see. glad that my kindness increases. I'm glad that I'm generous. I'm glad to be alive and to be a human being. And notice that gladness has a very strong, pleasant feeling. It feels pleasant through my whole body to feel glad. It feels bright in my mind to feel glad. Gladness feels like this. How many qualities can we be glad for? I'm glad I have good personal hygiene. I'm glad that I'm kind to people. Whether I know them or not. I'm glad when I can be kind to strangers on the bus, in the shop, wherever. I'm glad when I can help someone, whether in a small way or a large way. I'm glad that I help various charities. I like to help people who help people, help people who help animals. Help people who help the planet. I feel glad that I can do my bit to help the planet. I'm glad I'm here today with you. I'm glad we're all here together. And the more glad I am about my own qualities, the more I can be glad about the qualities in other people. I feel so glad that you're all here today doing this. I can feel your gladness joining with mine and filling the room. That beautiful, glad energy. May we be glad that we are good people. May I be glad that I am a good person. May I be glad in my good qualities, my good deeds, my good speech. Glad about my many achievements, accomplishments. Thank you. for the last couple of minutes, reflecting on just what just happened. Did I feel any gladness? Was I able to bring up some gladness? Which thoughts were able to bring up gladness? Which brought it up strongly? If the gladness came up and then went down again, was there anything that caused it to go down? What was the causes of gladness coming up? What was the causes of gladness getting stronger or getting weaker? What just happened? Overall, am I feeling any more peaceful than I was before I came? Any happier? Any gladder? You have to go. I'll quickly pass this down the table to